Random House Audio presents 100 Victories, Special Ops and the Future of American Warfare by Linda Robinson. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. To win 100 victories in 100 battles is not the acme of skill. To subdue the enemy without fighting is the acme of skill. Sun Tzu. Introduction. You'll have to kill a lot of men like my father. Chris Haas was one of the first Americans to arrive in Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks on New York and Washington. A shaved, bald Special Forces officer with a hoarse voice and a love of cigars, Haas is easygoing but essentially private, careful, and skeptical while maintaining an outward affability. He bowed his head before each meal, but did not speak of religion. His reserve contrasted with the effusive warmth of his Texan wife, Betty, whose smiling picture he tacked to the bulletin board by his desk. Haas flew in on October 26, 2001, on one of the first helicopters that made it over the Hindu Kush following 9/11. At the time, he was a lieutenant colonel, and he would be in command of the first four Special Forces teams to soldier through the winter weather and link up with Northern Alliance militia leaders. He would work side by side with CIA veterans of the Afghan-Soviet War of the 1980s, who would reforge their ties with the Northern Alliance, dispensing suitcases of cash for Afghan salaries, equipment, and fuel. The three who arrived first were agency pros and a pleasure to work with, qualities not shared by some of the whippersnappers the CIA would later send out. They included Doc, who had been a Special Forces medic before joining the CIA.